We are learning Masechta Soita, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting 15 lines from the top. For Omer Rav Zeira Omer Chista, take a break from Birchas Kohanim to go to Kriyas Torah a little bit. For Omer Rav Zeira Omer Chista, Einat Tzibur Shoam Lanis Amein, Acha Tichla Bracha Api Akayre. The Tzibur should not say Amein until the one who's getting the first Aliyah finishes the Bracha. Veinat Kairi, the Bakairi should not start laning with Shai Likris Batira Acha Yichla Amein Pia Tzibur until the Oilim finishes saying Amein. Veinam Atargim, in those days, they had someone who's Matargim Avi Pasik in order for the people to understand the Chumash. The reason why we lane, the stand the Kriyas HaTaira, the reason why we lane is to teach us the Taira. That's just to listen to Kriyas HaTaira. And they used to have then, now we understand it ourselves, so we need a Matargim. Those days, they needed a Matargim to explain every Pasik. Veinam Atargim Rishoy Lahaschel Matargim Ach Yichla Pasik Bi HaKairi. And the Matargim didn't start until the Kairi finished the Pasuk, completely finished the Pasuk, and they started doing Matargim. And the Kairi does not start the next Pasuk, until the Matargim finishes saying his Pirish on the Pasuk. Omer Rav Tanchu Rav Shmuel Levi, Hamafdir Benavi, Tzarech Yikra B'Tayra Tchila. The halach is that they made a takana to lane half Tyra. But, so really, all you need, like Mr. Megillah says, there are seven aliyahs total when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. But, there's a lach at the kana to lein half Torah with a bracha. They were scared that people are going to think that Navi is on the same level as the Torah. Because on the Torah you make a bracha in your lane, and on half Torah you make a bracha in your lane. And that's not true. The Torah is on a higher level than the Navi. Therefore, they were sakin that everyone who's maftir, whoever the maftir is supposed to lane in the Torah Tchila. And therefore you see that the Torah is more chashiv because your ikar thing is laning the Torah and also you're laning the half Torah. So even though they already finished all the aliyahs, still you repeat over the last part of the laning in order that they should know that it's not on the same level, that the half Torah is not on the same level as the Torah. So maftir benavi tzarech yikra b'Torah Tchila. Vom Rav Tanchu Rav Shmuel Levi. That the maftir is not that mutter to maftir benavi until you goyel sefer Torah, which pashtus means, like Rashi explains, that the gal sefer Torah met v'chayisav kadesh lo yu a goyelim terudim milishmoya after pi amaftir. We want to let the one who's doing galila to be able to hear the after like a mensch. If he's busy rolling up sefer Torah, he's not going to be able to listen. Therefore, you have to wait till you finish doing galila, then you start the after. The mishabura in kuf mem zayin sivkat tochav gimel brings down from prima gadim that you don't have to. You can start learning after, start the brachos of Torah after you finish. Just closing the Sefer Torah. You don't have to put the actual mantle on it. That's what the Pirkei Avot says. But Dr. Mishabura of Rashi is not mashma like that. Rashi is mashma, you have to finish completely. But there are some places, Taka and Noeg the Pirkei Avot. One of the places is in Rav Shlaiz in the Shul in Monsi. They start the brachos of Avtaira as soon as they close the Sefer Torah. Before they put on the mantle and the garatul of the Sefer Torah, they start the Birchas Avtaira, like the Pirkei Avot. Like the Pirkei Avot says that's the minik, but the Mishabura said from Rashi is not like that. Dr. Maravai, Tavaram Tanach Bram Shuma Levi, Ein Shliach Tzibur Rishoy LaHafshit as a Teva B'Tzibur. Like Rashi explains, in those days, they used to keep the Sefer Torah at a different location in the shul, in a safe location, and they used to bring the Sefer Torah to the shul for the davening, and they used to decorate a box, and that was the Aron HaKadosh for the time of davening. So when they took away the Sefer Torah to put it away outside in the other house where they kept it in a safe place, they used to take off the curtains and the things that they made the Teva beautiful, they took those off. So the halach is, like the Gemara's will later on, that they couldn't leave the Beis Medrash until the Sefer Torah left. So if you had to wait, before they left, they brought the Sefer Torah out, they first took off the things off the Hafshis of Teva, they took off all the curtains off the Teva, so there was Tircha Tzibura. Therefore, the halach is that you should first bring the Sefer Torah to the Bayis, HaMashtamer, and don't mafshit the Begadim yet, and then the Tzibur can leave, and then you mafshit the Begadim. So, according to Rashi, of Tircha Tzibura. Ein Shliach Tzibur Shoy L'Hafshis of Teva V'Tzibur, Rekavah L'Tzibur. One Rav Tanchum Rav Mishum Alevi, Ein HaTzibur HaShom Lotzeis, Achi Notel Sefer Torah, not Gerus, next words. The Ein HaTzibur HaShom Lotzeis, until the Sefer Torah is taken. Meshmulam Achi Yetzei, has to actually leave, it can't stop being taken from the Teva, it has to actually leave the room before the people could leave. V'loy pli, they're not arguing. Hadik a pischa achrina, like a pischa achrina. If it's another door, so as long as the Sefer Torah is on its way out, you're allowed to walk out a different door. But if it's only one door, the Sefer Torah goes out of that door first. You cannot go out of that door first. And Amar Rava, Barahena, the certain Amar Barahena, Asberly explained to me a makar in the pasuk for this idea that you let the Sefer Torah work out first. The pasuk says, "Acharei Hashem alekechem talechu," which is a remez to this idea that you go after the Sefer Torah, you don't go before the Sefer Torah. Mizmancha kahanim varchum esam ma'im oimrim. So here the Gemara brings down an idea that b'shas when the kahanim are giving a bracha to the am, so we make a bracha, we give shvach vahida takaris baruchu. Like Rashi explains, sheyiru masbirei ponim, that the people should look like they are very happy, umoidim lefonav, they're thanking Hashem al berchoisov lahari sheinoiches lahem, to show that I'm so excited for the bracha. And therefore, b'shas when the kahanim say birchas kahanim, we say psukim. That's what it says in the Gemara. Mayim oimrim. We'll see how we paskin later on. Mayim oimrim. Amrav zeram chista. We say these psukim. Baruch Hu Hashem alachav gibor kayach. That is the malach gibor give bracha to Hashem. Baruch Hu Hashem kol zavav mashar savayis ritzaynai. Baruch Hu Hashem kol ma'isav. B'chol mekaymus v'mshaltoi and baruch inafshis Hashem. These three psukim are psukim that we say. That the minhag wants to say, b'shas, it comes from Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Gimel, it's Pasuk Chav Chavav Chabez. The entire Pasuk can read like this. Baruch Hashem, Allah Chav Gibari Koyach, Oysu Devarei, L'shmaya B'kol Devarei, it's Pasuk number one. Pasuk number two is Baruch Hashem, Kol Tzavav, Meshar Tzavayis, Ritzayin, it's Pasuk number two. And last Pasuk is, Baruch Hashem, Kol Maisav, V'chol Mekamis, Meshalte, Baruch Hinaf, Shias Hashem. He say these three Pasukim. B'musaf the Shabbos, so now they lay in every day by Shachris. What about a musaf the Shabbos? And the first one figure out any day is musaf. What do you say, my name, Rim? Or Rav Asi, you say these psukim. Shir Amalos, Hine Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem, Ha'im Vetz Hashem Ba'Leilos. This is a Kapitel Kuf Lamed Aleph. Su Yudeichem Koyz Baruch Hu Es Hashem. That's the second pasuk. They all say a Baruch Hu Es Hashem. And then you read a pasuk in the next kapitel, Baruch Hashem Etzion, Sheikh Yerushalayim Ha'aluka. And you skip pasuk Gimel in kapitel Kuf Lamed Aleph, that's Yivrech Hashem Etzion, Yishmael Varetz. And where I ask a question, why are you skipping that? V'leima, Nam Yivrech Hashem Etzion, Nekseva Hu Anyana, it says in kapitel Kuf Lamed Aleph, Omar Yehuda Breder Avshem Apazim, Metoich Shishchel Berachos, because Baruch Hu, he started saying all the entities, all the people, and the Maisi Adayim that give bracha to Hashem, Messiah bracha to Shagosh Baruch Hu. We finish with Baruch Hashem Etzion, Sheikh Yerushalayim Ha'aluka. We finish with those brachas. So that's the Shachris and Musaf the Shabbos. But Mincha said Tainis to my Amma. What do you say on Mincha by Tainis? Now, every day Mincha, the reason why they don't duchen is because of Shikros, because of people eat lunch and they drink wine. Those days that was the regular drink, and therefore they didn't have birchas kohanim. But on Tainis, when you're fasting, they were masakin to say birchas kohanim, even though it's a machlokes tanoim masakas Tainis, because that some say there was a loy plug that any mincha didn't have. You know, any mincha did not have birchas kohanim. But Agamah is going with the Mandiyama holds that on Tainis there was nesias kapayim. Or there's another pshat ayin toisus that discusses this. But kabbalim in places where they say birchas kohanim by mincha, mincha tanisa may amri or va'achav Yaakov, say this pasuk im avaneinu on abanu Hashem asel man shemecha. If we have avaneinu, please do for leman your name. Mikvei shal meishia beis sara lomatir gevaretz yidavent Hashem to save us lomatir ki ish nidam gibra loyuchle yeshia. Not a pasuk. And Tosfos says, Akasha, these three psukim have nothing to do with Meshabeach Hashem. What's the reason we're saying these psukim, Rashi said? Hasbaras panim, to show Hashem we are so excited giving us a bracha, that therefore we've been giving shvach b'yadah l'karis baruch hu. These psukim are not shvach b'yadah. So Tosfos says, Akasha, Tosfos on the bottom. And Toymar, Hanim psukim de minchasa, may hasbaras panim ika avu. Yeshloim, and Tosfos shum de hoyim is animal al tzaro, shetavi al tzibur. And therefore, in Yonah, the yom is that we daven for our tzaro. And the Gemara goes further on top of that memo and Aleph. But the Ilo Yom Kippur, what do you say on the Ilo Yom Kippur? On my Zot Ram Lamastita, he and Akein say these psukim back to Yivarech Hashem, back to giving bracha to Hashem. The pasuk is like this. The pasuk number one is, Hine Akein Yivarech Gover Yirei Hashem. Second pasuk, Yivarech Hashem, Etzi and Rebbe Tuvish Lavi Koyim Echiyacha. And the third pasuk, Yivarech Hashem, Etzi and Rebbe Tuvish Lavi Koyim Echiyacha. Say these psukim, those are the three psukim we say by the Ilo. So those are all the psukim we say by Birchas Kohanim. Heichan Amran. Where do you say it? When do you say it? Reis Eimer, Ben Kol Bracha Bracha. You say, between Bracha Bracha, you say one of the psukim. We'll see in a second. That's the next machlekes. Hechna, when do you say it? You say it in between the brachas. After the kanam say Yivrach Hashem Yishvrach, you say this psukim. Rav Sheshom Abaskaras Hashem. You say it b'shas, Taskaras Hashem. So, Rav Yisrael says you say it between bracha and bracha. Rav Sheshom says you say it b'skaras Hashem. Now, what do you say? How many psukim? That's machlekes. Pligim Rav Mori Rav Zvid. Chanam Apsuka L'kaba Apsuka. That we said here, there's three of them, right? So each one of the brachas of Brachas Kanam, we say one pasa connected that. Which is a total of three. V'chadam akol psuka, you say three. Altogether, nine. Akol psuka amalakulu, a total of nine. So this is what I just want to finish the Gemara. That's why we'll just go a little further. Just go in the middle of the Gemara about these psukim. I'm sure everyone's very curious. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, do they say those psukim or not? Because some people don't say it. So Amar Rav Chiya Ba'ava. Kol oimrim begvulim ein el atoya. Anyone who says it out of the base of Mikdash is a toya. Zok Rashi why? So nisku leimer la kavod shem hamiyuchad and nisku Mikdash. It's only said the kavod the shem hamiyuchad, and therefore anyone says begvulim ein el atoya. Amar Chiya about Papa Teida the Mikdash nami lo yibaylim renu. He says, I'll tell you the truth. Even the Vesa Mikdash shouldn't say it. Why? Klum yeshucha evesh avarchum oyisa yivein amazin. Says, how can you be saying these things b'shasta bracha? You're not going to listen good if you're busy saying these psukim. So akachach, he says that it must be you don't say these psukim. Omrav acha b'achanina, teida, he says the other way. Teida mevulim nami boyle memru. Klum yesh evesh avarchum oyisa yivein amazin upon him. Is there anyone who you give him a bracha and he doesn't show how much he wants it? Like Rashi says, Laharoi Shabirchas Rabbi Chashuvaloi. It's Choshev to him, Vareva Lov, it's sweet to him, Vesigmal Rabbakach, and is it thanking for that? Sim Rabbakach. So the Gemara comes out like this. Omar Avo, Marei Shava Minalu. But I'm getting eyes to say it. Kivin the Chazile, the Rabbi Abba de Min Akoi, Loi Omar Lohu, that he didn't say it. Ana Nami Loi Aminalu. I didn't say it either. And that's Taka, the Minig, that we don't say it, like in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Chavav, it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch Taka, that like our minig is, that we don't, so if you wonder why you don't say it, that's Taka, our minig, that we don't say it. It says in Shulchan Aruch, V'shah Shemavarchim, Ein Loim and Shem Pasek, El Yishtaku, V'yichavnu Lebracha, V'yichavn. But it says in the Ramah, the Mekomokim, Akshav Shekahanim Arichim, Harbi V'negunim, No Gamke Loim Ar Psukim. Where's your value? You look in the Siddur, some Psukim there, not exactly these Psukim, I ain't sure much where those Psukim came from, but there is, if the Marach be song, especially when the Makri is Marach, there's an Indian, is to say, but Lamaisa, the Alok Lamaisa is, that we don't say these Psukim.